Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, November 7th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. So this is a really important program, and I'm glad you're here watching it. We're going to start with the whistleblower who led the Democrats to the impeachment process. So I told you from the very beginning that the key to this thing was who the whistleblower's lawyers were. Okay, because right away, I'm a skeptic on all of this. That's my job, is to be skeptical. I'm a journalist. So I'm supposed to be skeptical of everybody. All right, so that doesn't happen now. Now journalism is divided into we hate Trump, we love Trump, we love liberals, we hate conservatives, we love conservatives. You know what it is. I don't do that. So I immediately said, who are these guys? And I reported they were Democrats, who the lawyers representing the whistleblower. Then I reported the whistleblower went to Adam Schiff's office, and Schiff sat on the information for more than a week in violation of House ethics. All right, so we established all that baseline. Now we find out who the whistleblower's lawyer really is. He's a radical leftist who tried to undermine Donald Trump from the very beginning. So what does this remind you of, the astute BillO'Reilly.com viewer? What does this scenario remind you of? How about Brett Kavanaugh? So Christine Blasey Ford shows up in Dianne Feinstein's office. Remember, the senator from California. Months, Feinstein sat on this allegation against Kavanaugh. Then Feinstein directs, all right, Christine Ford to the most radical left lawyer in the country, Melinda Katz in Washington, D.C. All of a sudden, Katz is representing Christine Blasey Ford. Does that remind you of the whistleblower going to Schiff, and all of a sudden, this radical left lawyer, Mark Zaid, is representing him? It's exactly the same. This is the playbook. All right, the playbook. This is what they do. So this impeachment thing should be thrown out right away. Why? Because the whistleblower, and we have named him, all right, we'll get to that in a minute, but if you watch us, we named him, we told you who he is, works at CIA, 33 years old, you can get all that stuff. While everybody else wouldn't name him, I named him first. Why? Because it was important that you know who this man is. Now, here's Zay. First of all, tweets. January 30th, 2017, right after President Trump takes office. Quote, coup has started. As one falls, two more will take their place. Rebellion, impeachment. This is 2.5 years ago, more than that. Second tweet, July 4th, 2017, not shocking at all. I predict CNN will play a key role in the real Donald Trump not finishing out his full term as president. About that. July 1st, 2017, 3 days before the July 4th, obviously. Very scary. We'll get rid of him. This country is going to be strong enough to survive, even him and his supporters. We have to. June 19th, 2017. 45 years from now, we might be recalling stories regarding the impeachment of the real Donald Trump. Okay, so this guy, Zaid, this attorney in Washington, who represents the whistleblower, as soon as Trump got into office, was trying to hurt him and impeach him and get him out. So you think there's an accident that the whistleblower went to this guy? No accident. This is the resistance. So now, the House, Nancy Pelosi, Schiff, Nadler, throw this all out because it's tainted. It's tainted. The allegation that President Trump did something wrong in Ukraine is tainted. This isn't what it appears to be. This is the same thing that happened in the Russia collusion investigation. Same thing. It's going to turn out there's going to be nothing here. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. So Donald Trump Jr. goes on The View today. I know why he did it. I did it a few times, but only when Barbara Walters was there, because I knew that there was a responsible person sitting there. Joy Behar is not responsible. She is an angry woman who will try to hurt you if you disagree with her. Whoopi Goldberg is all right. You can have a lucid conversation with her. The others are the others. But now, this was the worst television exposition, as I tweeted earlier today, I have ever seen. I turned it off because they were all accusing Donald Trump Jr. of whatever they were, but you couldn't hear them. They were yelling, they were screaming, they were crying, they were this, they were that. It was awful, and I knew it was going to be awful. Now, Trump Jr. went on there because he's got a book, and he knew by going on there, nobody watching The View is going to buy his book, but the thing would go on the internet as it has, and everybody talk about it. And that would help the sales of his book. It's exactly why I went on The View. Exactly the same reason. But again, I had Barbara Walters, who was the creator of the program and ran it, to stop the madness, which she did. But I mean, the two of them walked off, Goldberg and Behar. You remember that on the Muslim controversy. Google it if you don't remember it, but it was amusing. But here, this was nasty, nasty stuff. Roll tape.
You did something that triggered a lot of people yesterday, including myself, by releasing the name of the whistleblower whose complaint has now led to impeachment hearings. The whole point of releasing a name is to intimidate someone, to threaten someone, and to scare other people from coming out. That's something that dictators do. I've lived in China. I've seen that firsthand. That's not what America does. That's not who we do. We stand by our people. Why did you want to release the name?
All right, and Don Jr. did not have a good answer for that. He basically said, well, other people have done it. It was on Drudge, blah, blah, blah. Ms. Huntsman's question was ridiculous. It was ridiculous based upon what we know about the whistleblower and his attorneys. This was a contrived attack designed to get impeachment on false premises, just as the Russian collusion was designed to get Mueller involved on false premises. All right? Premise. Let's be grammatically correct. False premise. All right, so Huntsman is going, oh, yeah, we can't, I got to protect whistleblower. Hey, do some research, lady. This has nothing to do with some noble patriot coming out and trying to protect the American people. It's a political hit. And if you don't know that, you shouldn't be on national television. So here's an announcement about the Phoenix Mesa show. We're going to stream it live for you. Right? Am I the greatest guy? We're live streaming the show. Okay? Saturday, November 16th, a week from this Saturday. All right? The event will be on BillO'Reilly.com live, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Arizona. Live. No cost. We're just letting you see the Understanding Trump tour. Okay? Because we like you. And I want feedback on the show. All right? So live streaming. Write it down. Write it down. Don't give me I forgot business. Impeachment bumper, the media bumper stickers. You get a free one. You buy a book. All right? But you can buy them and give them out. And I am telling you, premium and concierge members, if you give membership to another person for Christmas, Hanukkah, you get a free book. In concierge, you get a free sign book. These are the greatest, and it helps us out. So, and it saves you money because you get discounts. Everybody wins. You know, think about it. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Final thought of the day. There is a study. There's always studies. Every day is another study. This is British children, and 60% of the kids in England regularly exhibit feelings of worry, unease, or fear. 20% of respondents report kids scratch at their own skin as a coping mechanism. So kids in Great Britain are under stress, more stress than ever before, according to ChannelMum, MUM.com. ChannelMum1word.com. Now, the reason this is happening is because of the machines. Because if you're a kid, you live on those machines. That you don't talk on a phone. Sometimes you don't even go outside to play. You're on texting. And other kids can rip you up on those texts and make you feel terrible. You know, if we did that, you're in a schoolyard, somebody said something, yeah, bang, bang, bang. That cut down on a little of that. Not a lot in my neighborhood, but in some neighborhoods, they didn't want to do that. You want to have that direct face-to-face competition. Now, these kids will say anything. Call people horrible. That's raised the apprehension for the urchins, not only in Great Britain, but here in America. It's those machines again doing this. So if you're a parent or grandparent, you know, the less the kids are on the machines, and talk to them about this. If they get hammered on that machine, they should tell you. All right. We'll see you Monday for a special Veterans Day. I will be seeing President Trump on Monday. I will have a full report on the No Spin News that evening. Have a great weekend.